This is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, executive producer and host of The Peak. You're listening to The Peak Elevated. This is our bonus interview with Tim Richardson, who is the, you know what, I don't have your, the one page I have that doesn't have your bio on it. Here we go. Founder and director of Hope Advanced and president of Please Don't Do It Yourself. We just finished the broadcast with Tim, and hopefully you listened to the podcast right above here where we have this. But we like, once we have our guest in the studio, to just squeeze as much out of them as we can here. And so what we're talking about during this bonus segment is collaboration, because as Tim likes to say, please don't do it yourself. Tim, why do we need to collaborate with each other? Why can't we just be, you know, alone, isolated, and trying to do everything ourselves? That sounds so attractive, doesn't it?
Whoever made this statement, no man is an island,
yeah,
smartest person on the planet, okay? Though we seem like we're supposed to be, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, get this thing done yourself, ain't nobody else going to go do it, et cetera, et cetera. We're not talking about a bunch of whiny babies. We're talking about collaborating. That's a big word. I'm not even sure I can spell it without doing spell check. But it really means working together in a, hopefully for the same purpose, but for at least the same general purpose. So I'll just drop that into the lap of helping people. So, well, that's simple. Everybody wants to help people. No, you're not, you haven't lived long enough. There are some people out here that only care about themselves. They don't care about anybody else, okay? And though they may say some things that sound like they're not like that, but they really are. Now, am I condemning those people? No, but there are people like that. And then there's the polar opposite, which goes, oh, honey, I'm sorry, things are going so bad, and let me give you another candy bar and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Well, that doesn't work either. But in the middle of that is when we can come together, and I'm going to use Chaim and I as an example because we're sitting here together in the same room. If Chaim and I are in a situation as believers, okay, so this is coming from the faith-based standpoint, okay, and in case you don't know what that does mean, in all likelihood, it means this. We can come together in agreement, and God's on our side, and he's going to get it done, but he's going to use us because we're hands in his feet. That's really who we are, and we're going to be most effective by working together on something. Could we disagree? Yeah. If we don't, I mean, Chaim's not eating pork, and I'm happy because there's more for me, okay? And people don't like coffee, more for me, okay? Anyway, that sounds selfish, doesn't it? But here's my point. What we can do when we work together on something, heading in, if you will, the same direction, is just we're unstoppable, which makes God unstoppable. And again, it's not about us. We'll get all this humble out of the way here, but he created us in his image to go do the task that he has tasked us with to do. And as Jesus said, you'll do these things and even greater things. But he didn't say by yourself, okay? You're going to do it together. The most famous people we know, however humble or what you might not think is humble, ain't doing the good stuff for God by themselves, okay? The impact comes from, if you will, locking arms together, okay? We used to do this in a church. I was on a Wednesday night prayer meeting. You couldn't be in the group in one point of praying if you didn't lock arms with people, okay? Because that just made us one. And you couldn't go anywhere without tugging on the other one. It's an interesting thing, and we did it all the time. I don't think this can be understated, but I don't want to overstate it either. But the fact is this, if you can do everything by yourself, then you probably got a pride problem anyway, okay, because it's all about you. But there's nothing wrong with you feeling good and people giving you compliments. That's not illegal, abnormal, or going to send you to hell, okay? But if it becomes the thing, okay, that's the only reason you do it, just so you can feel good, just so everybody looks at you and say, hey, you, well, you're full of it, and you're going to find out the hard way that's not the way to go. The good way to go is to learn how to collaborate. There was where we started with other people. And I can't always collaborate with people who are in a certain area because I haven't learned how to do it yet, but that doesn't mean I can't. Or we've all heard this, learn how to disagree agreeably, but learning how to agree out of disagreement, okay? we can get there. Have we got any politicians listening, please? In Jesus' name, please listen. But the whole key is because we get more done. We get more done. Okay, you can chop down a tree with a spoon or with a chainsaw. Chainsaw is quicker as long as you do it safely and you got the fuel, et cetera, and the know-how. It's not just fire one up for the first time and go for it. That could be pretty disastrous. But then when you work with somebody that can help you, I wonder if you had two spoons to cut down a tree. Would that go twice as fast? Yeah. Or two people together, one helping the other to get the tree cut in the right direction to get it to fell in the right place, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I know this is common sense, but there's unfortunately a great lack of that. And what we need to do is, I mentioned on the program earlier, is we need to learn to do what we ought to do, okay? Not just what we feel like doing. Heim?
So, you know, I've felt this living in the Colorado Springs area, and I've talked to so many people about it, even here on the radio, that people are not good at collaborating here. People are very independent. They get an idea, they start a nonprofit, and they go off and, you know, and even when they say they want help and people try to come alongside it, very often it doesn't go well. They're not even including the very people that they want. We're trying to do things different here at the Peak and including people and having them do stuff. That's my vibe. I'm not necessarily the best at team building and I need, you know, help with that, but I don't want to do it myself. That's why I was so attracted when I heard, you know, please don't do it yourself, the name of the business that you have. How do we break through that? How do we get people? Because people say they want help, but then they seemingly don't. And also people don't tend to, leaders don't tend to come together here. They do their own thing. And yet we all are suffering for it. We all wish we didn't have it, but we need to be the solution. So, you know, network, really, from a business standpoint, you know, how do we network together in an effective way where people feel I'm still getting my stuff done? It's not like I'm dropping my thing and joining your thing. Right. How do you get, you know, business people, successful people to work together like that, Tim?
Well, that's a good question, and I'd forgotten that line of thought we were going to go with. Yeah. I host at our nonprofit offices every Monday a group called Advanced Elite Network. And those that understand business networking, especially in this community, which is just, this community is loaded with that. And they're, for the majority of them, relational, building relationships with other businesses. Some of them are, as we are, exclusive by profession. There's nobody else in there doing what I'm doing, either on the nonprofit side or the business side, whether a realtor, mortgage broker, insurance agent, commercial, et cetera, et cetera. But we knew some like-minded people, the founder of it, Ron Young, and myself, and we called them to the table, okay, actually in late 2021. And then we started in 2022. So this is our third year. And here's what we discovered. Amongst ourselves, we wanted to be advanced and elite, which means you better be different. It's not about it being better than somebody else, but doing it better than somebody else. And then what we've recently discovered, but who we really are, is what we're talking about, this collaboration thing, is a group of like-minded, and we are a faith-based group, people that want to get something to people, not get something from them. Which typically in business, and there's nothing wrong, it's not illegal to say, hey, I'm an insurance agent, and I want more business, and I help people, et cetera. But if you, like one we have in our group, over 24 years, an independent agent, man, her middle name's Care. Give a crap. I'm going to do the job right if it costs me time and money. And she has for over 24 years. You realize she's an independent agent, she works for a brokerage, but she has the same clients she had when she started 24 years. It's because they love her. No, because she always did the job right. She was always getting something to her people, not something from them. Like, give me another commission, I'll switch you over here, but it's crappy insurance. That's just not who that person is. So if we go forth in life, not just in a business network group, and continue to network, network is a really good subject. You don't hear it preached from the pulpit necessarily, but it would be a preach that'd go on for 52 weeks if you really understood the value of it. I mean, Jesus got 12 and one was a jerk and then, okay. But it's building the network. It really is. But it's not a network, so it's all gain. It's all about getting something to people. You know, when you can go into a business group, and I'll end with this, one of the people in our group, which I know very well, very close to, as much as that's possible, known for several years, one day, we're just talking about, hey, if you got any needs, let us know, and we'll pray collectively for it. He listed six things, and every one of them were major. Two brothers dying, stage four cancer. One daughter in a fight with another daughter, adult daughter. Another daughter has had to file a $50 million lawsuit with the state of Colorado. And on and on this is going. And then in the last part of it is his wife's falling apart at the seams because all this is affecting her. And she's just not built to handle that kind of stuff. And then their cat of 12 years dies. You know, it's just like the devil said, here, let me finish this off for you. But he came together to a group, and we stood with him in prayer before, during, and after that. And he is so encouraged by the fact that we're getting something to him, not trying to get something from him. I hope that makes sense that if you're listening to this. The very heart of the matter is this. God loves you, wants you to have absolutely everything you ever wanted, but you're going to have to let him lead the pack. Have a relationship with your real father and let him be the leader. But understand this, good leaders come alongside you. They don't kick you in the butt from the back. They walk right beside you. And when necessary, walk in front of you. And in God's case, he just got you surrounded. It's a losing proposition if God's on your side, if you want to win. Okay? You're going to win.
How do people get in touch with the group?
Well, I would say just get a hold of me, yourhopeadvanced.com.
Go on Your Hope Advanced, go to the contact.
Right. Just go to contact, send me a message. Okay. Call me on my private cell. We'd be glad to talk.
And it's called the Advanced Elite Network.
Correct. AEN.
Okay. Hey, Tim Richardson, thank you so much for being on the Peak Elevator.